We begin the Kardav, we start from the Gildav Chavav, we begin on the base, we begin to Tez Masl, we begin with the words of the Gemara, Oigra Mashkaina Asr. Now, to sell a shul, that you can do, but to rent it out and to use as collateral, well, that would be forbidden. So Tez Kardav, that's difficult because the Remeir, to the contrary, almost sounds the exact opposite. Remeir, also the Mesnitin, Remeir did not say it's forbidden in Mishnah later on, in El Memkar Oilam, only to sell a shul forever. Aval Tanai Shar, but actually, if you stipulate, which is like temporary, then it is permitted. But Mashna, so what's the difference? Why are we here? Are we saying to the contrary that temporary is forbidden and permanent is permitted? And there we say permanent is forbidden and like temporary almost is permitted. So it's like an earlier, it appears to me, the Haidir Emeir, this Emeir on that mission over there, Shur Limkal Tanai, that he permits it to be sold only on condition. Hainish L'Rabim L'Rabim L'Spalshim. It means one public sell to another public to daven with it. The Imbim Mecha says, with such a sale that's stipulated, that temporary, it's not a disgrace. And to the contrary, that's actually respectful, and therefore that's how you have to do it. But other sin hacham mashkanda here that we forbid it if it's like collateral, which is like a temporary habadiyach, it's individual. So that's disgrace. And to the contrary, only a bona fide sale, which then it gets deconsecrated, only then would be permitted. Then next tesmas in the beginning of the word the gemara tashmish kedusha b'chulu. What are some examples? Nartik shel tefillin, the container holding the tefillin, and what it's saying, and their straps. Now, so it says, Mekam Mashma, from here it sounds like Shadalas Fahayud Shabakesha Ritsuya, that there's a shape of a Dalad and a Yud that are in the knots of the straps of the tefillin, that ain't an Oisis Gemur. They're not considered as bona fide letters of the tefillin themselves. And Bolehav Alacha Mashma Sina, they're not Alacha Mashma Sina to have those letters. Kiyim Hashin Shabbatim, but only the shin that's in the bottom, that would be considered as letters, but not. Not the letters in the straps. Because we don't consider the straps as kedush itself, as if they're letters of the tefillin. We only consider them as secondary items. And it sounds like this is from the Gemara Menachas of Lamhema Beis. It calls them Tashmish Kedusha. The Prophet Gemara asks, "What my Bavai says? Shin shel tefillin alach mishum sinai. The shin of tefillin alach mishum sinai." And it's not just the actual tefillin themselves. Now, the Ligpar Kachman Adal Sva Yud, it doesn't ask from the Dal and the Yud and the straps. So you see that only the shin that's in the bottom, but the straps are considered as Tishmish Kedusha, not Kedusha themselves. And so the Ligpar Kachman Hidab Menachas the Pasuk says that all the nations of the world are going to see that the name of God is called on you and they're going to be afraid of you. Amr, and they said, what is that? Ilatron Shabbatash, the tefillin in the head, which that's the shin that you see. And that's the shin together with the dal and yud, which is God's name. So you see that the dal and yud, which is the ritzu, is part of God's name, and it does have kedusha. So it says, no, sheish lafash atam. You can explain the reasoning over there. Lafishain la ilam agavish alreish. The reason why we call it ice is not because the ice of the beginning of the name is shakai, which is the letters which include dal and yud. No, it's because it's on the head of a person. And la ilam shapo ice, and you see that ice, that sign, that letter. Therefore, that's considered as an ice. Abal isin shal yad, but those in the straps on the tefillin shal yad, in them they're not seen. But even ice, and they're not considered as an ice, because like it says in the pasuk, v'yilchala ice. It should be for you as a sign. The shemur shal gemara menachas ablam zem beis says, v'yilchem ice, and for others it's not considered as an ice. Now the problem is abal mashal pirish Rashi, as according to Rashi explains over there, that tam haba that the reason is of that pasuk. Because hasn't it the shin and the dal dabrei shaka, which is the majority of the letters of shakai, because the dal is in the strap and the tefillin shel reish, and the shin is on the bias itself, and the yud is by the tefillin shel yad, appears like kasha. According to that interpretation, it's difficult because all that all the marmukamis and says that I brought the source of the but like kashiva is not considered as oisius, and rather like agamor makes selling tashmish kedusha. According to Rashi, it sounds like that has sanctity itself. In the beginning, I used to say the high priest of this curtain by the Aron is Tashmish to Tashmishu, is only a Tashmish of a Tashmish, and then ultimately said, no, it's a Tashmish because the Sefer Torah itself rests in it. Now, Pishak and Rashi explains, it's the curtain that we stretch out this curtain around the Aron in the inside. And so it says to Bakasha, because Shari Aron Atzmi have a Tashmish Kedusha, the Aron itself is. It is essentially its own inherent tashmish of kedusha, more than the curtain, because from Rava it sounds like that the curtain and the beam would be the same because they're temporary type of things that serve the davish of kedusha, And by the curtain, Rava says Labaskana, that since you fold it over and you put it the sefer on top of it, so that's considered Tashmish Kedusha. That's really what the bima is. Where it, sometimes you make from the Oren, you make a bima for Kriya Satara, it would be considered as Marid Kedusha because it's a temporary thing. So essentially the curtain and the bima are the same thing. Now, regarding the Aron, it sounds like that it's more Kedusha, like we're saying, it's Asma, it's Tashmish Kedusha, as the Gur says, but the Amar Rava, because from the fact that Rava said Tebusa, if you have a Teva that got worn out, that Sha'asal Asma in the Kursaya, that you're not only making the Aron Abima for Kriya Satara, because that would be demoting it from something that's permanent to something that's temporary. Now, Amma, so you see, Sha'ateva Kedusha Yaisa, that obviously the Aron has more Kedusha than the Bima, so then also it'd be they have the same kedusha more than minah parson from the curtains because they do the same things. So according to Rashi, the curtain seemingly is more kedusha than the aron because it's made from within and it's closer to the aron. So lakach nirali says there says Taisa appears to me that no, shah parson this curtain that was spreading is oisa saviv ha'aron mibachutz. We spread it outside of the aron from the outside. Oh, so therefore the aron is closer and therefore its kedusha is greater and therefore that's always saying that this curtain would be tashmish. There's tashmish. Has a lower level and not the way Rashi said that the curtain is on the inside.